About 1 in 6 adults in the United States takes a psychiatric medication, such as an antidepressant. And in the last 20 years, the rate of antidepressant use has quadrupled. Yet at the same time, the development of new psychiatric drugs has stalled, even as new drug development for physical ailments has continued. For more on that, we're joined by Meghna Keshavan, biotech correspondent at STAT, our partners in health and medicine coverage. And you've been writing that there hasn't been a lot of innovation in psychiatric medication over the past couple of decades. Why not?
Well, mental illnesses are very, very complicated. They definitely are biological illnesses just like any other, like cancer or diabetes. But because they're involved with the brain and with the misfirings of the chemicals in the brain, it's very complicated for researchers to really understand the exact processes that go wrong in a disease like schizophrenia or depression. And so because of that, the industry hasn't really been able to create good drugs to treat them well.
So tell me a little bit more about that and why these drugs are so hard to develop and test. I mean, are they harder than creating new drugs for other physical issues?
Yeah, because they're diseases of the brain, and so they involve very subtle changes in the way that the brain chemistry works. We don't know the exact root cause for many of these mental illnesses. Many, many genes, for instance, are attributed to, say, autism potentially or schizophrenia, but unraveling which specific ones are associated with a specific disease is quite difficult. For instance, schizophrenia isn't just one disease. It could be several different diseases, depending on what genes and what environmental factors cause the symptoms that wind up leading to this mental illness. So without a full understanding of what is causing the disease, it's hard to create just a simple drug that'll fix it.
But as brain science and brain research advances and, say, we hopefully do discover new pathways or biomarkers or root causes for these mental illnesses, then, I mean, will the new drugs get developed more quickly and easily, or are there other sort of institutional obstacles that stand in the way?
It's all very difficult. And yeah, you're right. There are institutional obstacles. There are funding issues, for instance. Mental illness just historically does not get the same funding as something like cancer, you know, other healthcare issues. There's stigma around mental illness. And so patients are sometimes, you know, not treated the same way as somebody who might have a more physical ailment, even though, you know, there are biological reasons for both. So even if an understanding is really unraveled, like it's still quite an uphill struggle. But, you know, they're making some really interesting advances all the same.
Well, I'm curious, though. I mean, one would think that there's a great demand for new treatments, right? Because we're seeing more and more Alzheimer's patients, for example, higher rates of autism. Isn't that just the increase in the prevalence and understanding of mental illness? That's not enough to drive the market to try to develop more drugs?
I think that a lot of companies are starting to get interested again. Novartis, for instance, is building up its psychiatry program. So it just depends, I guess, on which mental illness you're looking at. Something like Alzheimer's affects people, you know, later in life, and there is a easier funding mechanism for a disease like Alzheimer's or even autism. But then when you look at other diseases, it just sort of depends on who the patient population is, and that kind of sometimes affects the amount of efforts that are made to develop drugs for them. But hopefully that'll change.
I think that's a kind way of saying that political power and profit potential matter when it comes to where companies decide where to put their research efforts.
That is generally the case, yeah. Yeah.
And there are many, many factors, I acknowledge, that go into how that prioritizing happens. But before I let you go, let me just ask you, are there treatments that researchers are looking at that go beyond pharmaceuticals, non-drug solutions?
Yeah, there are some really interesting advances in terms of digital therapeutics. They're finding that very specially designed video games can help people rewire their circuitry in their brain. And then there's also just like a magnetic stimulation that can right somebody who has depression. Like they can, it can sort of jog their brain back into a happier place, I guess. There are new advances in psychotherapy and things like that coupled with street drugs like ecstasy that could have potential in helping a mental illness.
Well, Meghna Keshavan is a biotech correspondent at STAT. Thanks so much.
Thank you.